Derek Morgan on the line. Yes. Greetings, Derek. Derek? Yes.
She gave them some broth without
them. Can you hear me?
Greetings, Derek.
Greetings. Can you hear me?
You can hear me loud and clear.
Yeah, I'm hearing you live and correct.
All right, my brother. Well, I want to welcome you to the Binghamton listening audience.
It's a pleasure, man. It's a pleasure.
Now, we got your music on right now.
Yeah.
Can you hear it in the background? I'm going to tone it down a little bit now. Okay. Humpty Dumpty.
All right.
Yeah. All right, Derek, what I want to say is questions I have. How long have you been involved in the music?
Well, I've passed approximately 40 years.
Whoa. So that
started at the 1957. Yes, and still going strong. You see, it's approximately 50 years because right now I'm 56. I started at the age of 17.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So you were there and you saw the music form and everything, I mean, before it formed.
Oh, yes. I saw it form. I helped it to form. I do everything towards reggae, ska, and rock steady music, you know.
So when did you first go into the studio?
The first time I went in the studio in 1959.
59.
Yes.
And so what was the feeling then? What was it? It was ska back then, right? Or what?
Yes, we call it ska because we was trying to imitate some of the American rhythm and blues, like man from Smiley Lewis, Louis Jordan, Professor Longyear, and you know those kind of rhythms we used to try to make, and we get this ska music because our rhythm wasn't that close, so we find a name for our own and call it ska according to what the rhythm was playing, like with the guitar.
Ska, ska,
yeah,
ska,
you know,
yeah.
We just name it after that rhythm. That same way reggae get the name reggae when we're trying to change the organ shuffle and call you know, reggae shuffle. That's all my brother-in-law Bonnie Lee give it name, reggae.
Ah, so Bonnie Lee was your brother-in-law?
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Oh man, he produced some great music, boy.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, so now the ska,
mm-hmm.
Before the ska, what were people listening to?
Before ska, we used to listen to calypso in Jamaica. We used to listen to calypso, bolero, rumba.
And mento. Now, with the
mento and rumba.
So then mixing that with the rhythm and blues that formulate the ska.
Not really.
No. Okay.
Rhythm and blues was definitely what we making. Like if you could listen to some of him. Even Fats Domino, Hello Josephine and them tune, you know.
Yes. Kind of, yeah, I
rhythm.
Remember that.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
And those are the rhythm we really used to make. And then we name it our name, ska. But the only thing, you know, in the early days, we never used to imitate. Never used to sing over people's song. We used to write for ourselves. You know,
uh-huh.
Only the rhythm would like to go close to like the rhythm. Like I made a one called Liebert and Wiggly Shuffle in those days. If you listen good, you would think it's Louis Jordan band playing and so on.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
In those days.
So now, when it changed from ska to what was the thing that slowed it down to the rock steady?
What we did when, you know, ska music, you used to hold somebody's hand and spin them, you know.
Uh-huh.
They spin and they dance. We call it jitterbug dancing. And we try to slow it down now by putting a pattern to the bass, you know. The ska is a straight bass. Boom, 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 you know, boogie.
Yeah,
boogie,
yeah.
Style. But in the rock steady, we put pattern to the bass beat, like doom, 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 doo-doo-doo-doo, you know, you give it a tile, and it would be slowing down the music, very slow. So we call it, instead of you spin a girl now, you just rock to it. That's how we give it name, Rock Steady.
Okay, now I heard in an interview Bobby Aiken say that he gives credit to Coxon for reggae music from the change from rock steady to reggae. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't agree with that because Coxon doesn't make a reggae music until today. You know, I agree with Bonnie Lee making reggae.
Uh-huh.
He's the first guy started when I made Seven Letters. You know, the change of style, Seven Letters. You see, when Rocksteady came in, this guy from Trinidad came in called Lin Tate in Jamaica.
What was his name?
Lin Tate.
Lin Tate and the Jets. Lin Tate and the Jets.
Right.
Yeah.
There's the man that most credit for Rocksteady music, really. That he's the man who really bring in the style, the guitar style, and set the bass pattern to the rhythm.
Now, where does Bobby Aikens fit in there?
Bobby Aikens, but they say Larry Aiken.
They don't even talk to each other.
Right, but Bobby Aikens only do two ska tunes, which was in Isabella and in... Oh, Isabella. You remember that song?
Oh, yeah.
That was Bobby Aiken. He didn't sing a reggae.
Okay.
Larry Lee can sing a lot of ska music and boogie and also calypso.
Okay, now what is the difference in the sound that you hear? What is the difference in the rocksteady? And is it the bass and the drum?
The bass and the drum that slow it down. And that's the far difference from ska music. You know? But remember, from ska to rocksteady, to Django Skank, to Papa Top, then right to reggae, we have one set of instrument that play the same thing throughout all the music, which is the guitar and piano play the same scale. Bump, bump, bump. Everyone
bubbling up top there, bubbling up. Yeah.
That is a trademark of Jamaican music. That is a ska into the Jamaican music, up till reggae. If you don't have it in it, it's no Jamaican music you're trying to play.
I hear you.
Have to have ska in it.
I hear you. Now I hear the ska today, and it seems like the ska that a lot of the young people today play is real fast, and that don't sound like ska to me.
Right. Well, among the white people, they play the ska a little faster than the black crowd, right?
Uh-huh.
It's two different feelings in the dancing. So whenever I'm on a show and it's among white audience, I would play my ska songs faster.
Ah, okay.
And if I'm in the black area, I slow it down.
So it's more of a feeling kind of thing, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Because the black people know it slow.
Yeah.
But when you are in the white crowd and they like to move fast, so you do it fast.
Yeah, because you know when I watch and every time I go and see Toots play,
right.
It looks like they want to do the pogo dance, jumping fast.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, man. So listen, now this album that you did that I'm playing now, Ska Man, I mean, I really like it, man.
Thank you.
You know, and I also want to let the audience know that I happened to see you perform in 1984 at the Sunsplash.
Oh, yeah.
And that was very exciting for me because it was the first time that I was in Jamaica.
Right.
And then I also saw you at the Heartbeat culture class.
Right.
That was June 1st.
Yes.
And man, I tell you, you had that audience moving every step of the way, brother.
Oh, yes. Yeah, man. It's very nice, you know, entertaining people and, you know, they are reacting to you. It makes you feel more to do more things for them.
Now, let me ask you this question. Do you feel that people look like... Now, this is my impression.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like the ska music make people dance more.
Right.
Than the reggae.
Yes, I
You feel that too?
Yeah, I feel that way
too. I tell you, because that feeling that I was getting, it just, you just, body just got to move.
Yeah, that's what happened to ska music. The rhythm in it just keep your foot moving. It's very far different from really rock steady and reggae music.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Really, because the ska music is, if you even listen to the American first time rhythm and blues song, them a Jordan song,
Louis Jordan
or a Smiley Lewis, and you know, you
right.
just feel to move as you hear that. Look on Keely Smith and him, Louis Prima.
Oh yeah, I used to love that as a youth.
Many long years ago, fellow named Robin, he used to rob the rich. You know,
you
just feel the dance.
Yeah,
so
man.
That's where ska coming from, really.
Well, listen, you know, I know you're calling from Miami, Florida, and long distance, so I'm not going to hold you up much longer, but I'm going to let you know that I'm 50 years old, so I'm a few years behind you, man, but I was listening in the 50s, Johnny Ace and them, and Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, Cadillacs, all them groups, and I noticed, Derek, when one go to Jamaica and go to country and you have all this old music, when I have this old music from 50s, the people follow me around, they love
it. Yes, because those music cannot die, you know. Well, when the reggae music will die quick, the sky won't. It's not gonna die.
And that music from the 50s, that rhythm and blues
right,
stuff,
the music never die.
Well, listen, I want you to say something to the audience before you go, and I want to dedicate this show to you, my brother, because what I have to say is that I think you're one of the building blocks, and enough respect to you, Derek, and would you say something to the audience?
Yeah, man, it was my pleasure talking to you people, and I hope when I'm up in that area, so everyone will step out to come out and see me perform. I want them to know that I'm a blind genius. and I love to entertain, you know, especially when it comes to ska music. I love the ska people who follow me. They really turn me on when I'm working. I'm not seeing them, but the way they react, I know it's coming, like I'm feeling all of them around me. And I do appreciate them to keep up my music so long and keep it going up till now, even the young youth that's coming up now.
And where can they find your music?
Oh, they find it in the VP Records, also Heartbeat, and you find it all over now. And I have a new CD coming out. That's out now. I'm going to send you a copy soon.
All right.
It's really not ska, and it's not rocksteady, it's not reggae, but it's classics from the... yesterday. That's the name of it. Classics of Yesterday. I do over most of Benny King, the Chuck Jackson, the Jerry Butler,
and
I'm showing them a different style and in Derek Morgan. Let them know how much I'm versatile. I can do every little thing.
We're gonna love to hear that, man.
Yes, that's gonna be a marker. It's playing good up in Florida here.
Yes, sir.
And so on in Jamaica. It's good.
And I want you to hold the line, and I'm gonna talk to you as soon as I get off of here. But I thank you very much for calling the show.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, you know.
Okay.